بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها وقال تعالى لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, all mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in various verses of the Holy Quran exhorted us to make his shukr, to be grateful to Allah ta'ala for the billions of bounties he has bestowed upon us. This is something that we tend to overlook at times. We become lax, we forget, we take for granted. And Allah has mentioned so many places in the Quran. He has given us this bounty, that bounty. How often do we ever thank Allah Ta'ala for the air that Allah has given us, the oxygen we breathe in? The sun is rising in the morning, it's a great ni'mat. Sets in the evening, it's a great ni'mat. Food that we're eating, the clothes that we're wearing. It has become a routine in our lives. We enjoy all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's no ihsas, shu'ur, feeling of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has mentioned, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and count every single bounty Allah has bestowed us with, you will never be able to enumerate all of them. Impossible. Allah said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. With great emphasis, Allah says, you make shukr, I will increase you in those bounties. But if you make nashukri, وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, you are ungrateful, then Allah warns us of the severity of His punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to punish us, as long as we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah has mentioned, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah do? How will Allah gain in punishing you if you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama have explained, شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. These two things have been mentioned. If you make shukr and you believe in Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish you. So if you don't make shukr to Allah ta'ala, you are not grateful to Allah for the bounties He has bestowed upon you, and you disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will punish you. Ulama say that Allah mentioned shukr first in this verse, then amantum. And the meaning and the reason for this, Allah addresses the whole world and mankind. So even the disbelievers are being addressed, or they are being shown that if you appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person sees different bounties, food, fruit, clothing, cars, we have homes. So if you realize and appreciate these bounties, these ni'mat, then it will lead you to the one who is giving you these ni'mat, that is Allah. So ni'mat will take you to the mun'im al-haqiqi. Al-mun'im al-haqiqi is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is bestowing all these bounties to us. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever wakes up in the morning, man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi wa fi riwayatin sarbihi mu'afan fi jasadihi indahu qutu yawmihi faka'annama hizat lahu dunya bihadhafiriha. Three things have been mentioned. You wake up in the morning, you have peace, security, you are feeling safe regarding your nafs, yourself, your body, or your family, or your path, your road. You're going to the masjid, you're going to work, you've got aman. Number two, you've got a sound body, a healthy body. You do not wake up in the morning blind over the stroke. Allah save us, Allah protect us. Mu'afan fi jasadihi, his body is well, sound, healthy. In the huqutu yawmihi, and he has sufficient food for that particular day. Not for the whole month, for the whole year. So he's got aman, safety. Number two, he's got good body, he's got health. And number three, he's got sufficient food for that day. Then it is as though the whole world has been gathered for him. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِيَا. The whole world has been gathered for him, like as though he's the king. And that is why you find Rasulullah exerting himself in ibadah, in sujood, in salah, to such an extent, حَتَّى تَتَفَطَّرَ قَدَمَاهُ. His feet will become swollen, it will crack. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala will observe Rasulullah and then she will tell him, why are you exerting yourself in this way? Allah has made you completely free from sins. Allah has forgiven you your past, present, future sins. You've committed no sins. You are ma'asoom. Why are you exerting yourself in this way then? And the reply Rasul gave is a reply for all of us to ponder over. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant to my Allah when Allah has given me so many ni'mats? Allah has made me the final Nabi. Allah has given me His muhabba. Allah has given me such a high, lofty status. And Allah has given me billions of ni'mats. So should I not be grateful to my Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us. فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. A man should ponder and look at his food. Mawlana Ibadullah, who was here, Ahmad Barakatuhum, for the Ijtima', he mentioned a very beautiful point, and I will share this point. He says, when we come out of the toilet, what is the dua we read? غُفْرَانَكَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أذهب عنا الأذى وعافانا. غفرانك. غفرانك actually means, oh Allah forgive me. So he says, what sin did we commit? That we're asking Allah for forgiveness. A person commits a sin and then he asks for forgiveness. The man went to the toilet, he relieved himself. So what's the purpose now of seeking forgiveness? So amongst the various reasons ulama have given, he has brought out another point which is very, very important for us to ponder over and reflect. And he says, we were able to relieve ourselves. That food, where did it come from? What was the source of that food? Allah provided that food. He says, just that food that we ate, behind that there was a system, a nizam. Anna sababna al-ma'a sabba, thumma shaqaqna al-arda shaqqa. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. Allah sent down rain. Then Allah split the ground open. The farmer was able to plant his seeds. There was so much of manna that took place in the one roti that we eat. We don't see the manna, the effort behind this roti. We just sit on the table, eat the roti, no shukar, no pondering over what a great ni'mat. There was a very great buzuk, Mawla Faqir Muhammad Saab, rahmatullahi alayhi, was known as Sahibu Bakka. Bakka means he used to cry a lot. These were genuine tears. He was an ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was in Makkah Mukarramah. He used to reside there. And ulama explained that when he should take one morsel of food, when he's eating food, one morsel, he would look at that morsel and he would actually cry. And then he would say, Ya Allah, teri di hui ni'mat hai. Ya Allah, this is a bounty, a divine bounty. This bounty, this food, one morsel of food, Ya Allah, it is from you. And he would cry. So a person, then the food that he's getting, Allah send down rain. And then the crops are growing. Various type of crops. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for him dates, olives, grapes. These lush gardens full laden with fruit. There's vegetation and crops. And all that is harvested. And then manufactured in different types of food. and then there's the effort behind that food. Then people take it, pack it, it is sold, person buys it. He says, you've got the food. Imagine if Allah did not give us hands. How would we then consume that food? He said, I've seen a person who had no hands. Apne pair ke saath, paav ke saath wo roti khata tha. He was actually eating the roti with his feet. Picking up the glass of water with his feet. Allah give us hands. What a great ni'mat. Then he says his hands have joints. Look at the elbow joint. If it did not have the elbow joint, then how would we bring the food to our mouth? It will be impossible because it will be stiff. In fact, we have to feed the next person and that person will feed us. Look at Allah's kindness and look at these bounties. There are 360 joints in the body. For every joint is a shukr that is incumbent every single day when we rise. And I mentioned this previously also. Person can read 360 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. But in one hadith, Rasul said, we read two rakat Salatul Duha, Chash Namaz. The Chash Namaz that we read, Salatul Duha is the Arabic word for it, around 10, 11 o'clock. Two rakats of Salatul Duha, it will suffice us from the shukr that is incumbent on every single joint of our body. He says, okay, we're able to eat. Allah gave us a joint and the elbow. If we didn't have a mouth, how will we eat? If we didn't have a tongue, how will we eat? If there were no taste buds, so many times the person says, I lost my taste. No enjoyment in the food. There is no zaiqa. Koi maza nahi hai usme. And then he says, okay, then we take the food and we eat the food. But there's a food pipe and there's a windpipe. There's a food, one morsel of food goes into the windpipe. Person chokes. He's unable to eat. Allah has got the system. Allah makes that food go down the food pipe and then into the digestive system of the person. And then the food is digested. And the man goes to the toilet. And khuda na khasa, he can't find a toilet. In big gatherings, in huge ijtimas, like he said in Raiveen, people wait in huge queues to go to the toilet. What happens? The person got a very shadid taqaza. He's unable to hold on any longer. See the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the person goes to the toilet, he finds the toilet, there's no water. Water again is another ni'mat. So there's so many ni'mats behind all these ni'mats, so much of effort and bounties behind one single morsel of food that we eat. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Allah will increase you in those bounties. Shukr is of three types. The one shukr is with the heart. Shukr bil qalb. Where a person ponders, he reflects, realizes that every single bounty is only from Allah. Only from Allah. And therefore Allah is encouraged us. Allah has commanded us in the Quran to look at the sky, look at the mountains, look at the sea, look at the oceans. A person will then begin to realize that there is a mighty power and there's the existence of an Allah who is providing all this for us. So shukr bil qalb, when a person accepts and believes and realizes that every bounty comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Then shukr bil lisan, he expresses that shukr verbally. Allahumma lakal hamd wa lakal shukr. Allahumma lakal hamd wa lakal shukr. In the past, our parents and grandparents, especially after eating, the person will make dua and say, shukr alhamdulillah. Today nobody even says shukr alhamdulillah. Nobody reads the mastoon duas of eating. We've got social media and we've got WhatsApp and we send messages of various things. But we can't even teach and we can't even learn one simple dua. Bismillahi wa barakatillah before eating. And after eating there's so many duas, beautiful duas. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for just the food that Allah has provided to us. In a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inna Allah la yarda. Allah becomes happy with his banda who eats one morsel of food or one sip of water and he says, Alhamdulillah. Allah becomes happy with him. So that is shukr bil lisan. And shukr bil lisan, ulama have also written that a person does not complain about malik to mamluk. He doesn't complain about khaliq to makhluk. Understand this point. Allah has given us ni'mas, we're using it. Sometimes there's some shortage or something doesn't work out how we wished it to be and we complain and complain and complain. The billions of ni'mas we enjoy, we forget about it. And Allah has mentioned this, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. That insan is most ungrateful to me. So that one or two ni'mas which we don't have, somebody else has got, and we become chronic complainers. Complain all the time. So we tell the person, this is not good, that's not good. Who are we complaining about? Ma'adallah, we're complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are complaining to makhluk about who? Khaliq. So shukr bil lisan, and then shukr bil jawarih. Shukr, gratitude, by means of our limbs. In other words, we should be obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Kata hai, Allah ki, geet gata hai, shaitan ki. A person is eating the food of Allah, but is singing the praises of shaitan, by following shaitan, following his nafs. Allah has commanded us to do good, we're doing evil. So then that is being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has mentioned in the Quran, people of Sabah, don't have time to go into the detail. Allah has given him such bounties and such beautiful gardens and the entire area where they resided was absolutely fresh, beautiful. Mufassirin say that if a person from outside, a traveler had to come into this land, if he had some lice or some insect on his body, on his clothes, the moment he puts his foot into this land, the freshness of the air and how pure that air was, immediately it will kill that insect. If a woman carried an empty basket on her head, and she only walked through this orchard, from one side to the other, without even having to take her hands and pluck any fruit, just walking, there was so much of fruit laden on the trees, that automatically they would just fill her basket. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ. But what they did? They did not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah destroyed them. The walls of the dams collapsed. The entire city was flooded, washed away completely. Allah talks about the people of Makkah. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. Have you not seen these people that Allah gave them so many ni'mats, but in return they showed ungratefulness and kufr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They had every type of comfort and enjoyment and peace and tranquility and harmony. But they disobeyed Allah Rabbul Izzat. They did not make shukr for the ni'mats. They did not believe in Allah. They did not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Allah Ta'ala made them taste libas al-ju'i wal-khawf, famine, hunger, drought and fear. When we don't make shukr to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala instills fear in our hearts. Allah makes drought come. Look at all our occasions, our wedding occasions. When are we going to make tawbah and istighfar? When are we going to change our lives? We drape those walls with curtains and material. We are wasting money. We put carpets, expensive carpets, and I don't know how many cost meal. Nobody even makes shukr. How much of money is spent, israf, food actually wasted. People don't finish the food. It is all thrown in the bin. Aren't we going to give hisab to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We will talk about Gaza, we will talk about the whole world. And this is how we going to carry on and continue with our lives. Make our nikahs more simpler. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah has mentioned, inna a'zama an-nikahi barakatan aysaruhu ma'una. That nikah which will have the most barakah is the one that will have the least expense incurred. We say, no, it's my only daughter. Other people also invited me, so I also have to have a lavish party. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not worry what people will say. Allah will give you such happiness. Allah will give that husband and wife, your children, such happiness. Allah will give them barakah. Allah will give them sukoon. So when people were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah became displeased. When a person makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is content. Then he will look at the less fortunate. That is why Rasul said, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum." As far as dunya is concerned, look at the one who is less fortunate. You've got shoes, he's got no shoes. You've got clothing, he's got no clothing. You've got food, he's got no food. Then you will make more shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In matters of deen and akhirat and taqwa and ilm, etc., look at the one above you. Hey, mashallah, that person is so pious. So you must also aspire to be like him or to be like her. Allah Ta'ala commanded Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, i'malu ala Dawood shukra. Allah commanded Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam to make shukr. And each time Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam is making shukr, he's been bestowed with another ni'mat, shukr, ni'mat, shukr, it continues. Ya Allah, how can I make a shukr? When you are bestowing so many bounties, Ya Allah, how am I going to make your shukr? And then Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was inspired by Allah. And he said, oh Allah, every ni'mat is only from you. When he said that, Allah Ta'ala replied, Ya Dawood, al-ana shakartani. Now you have made my shukr. Now you have expressed gratitude, meaning you have realized that every bounty is only from Allah, from me. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah praises in the Quran, abdan shakura. One who made a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama mufassirin, right? Fi kulli hal. Whether it was pain, suffering, he made shukr to Allah. Whether it was prosperity, he made shukr of Allah. Whatever condition, he never complained. And that is why in the day of Qiyamah it will be mentioned, liyakum alhammadun. Those who praise Allah excessively, alhammadun, they should stand up and go into Jannah. Qila man alhammadun? Who are alhammadun? Who are those people? Then it was said, الَّذِينَ يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who praise Allah in times of prosperity and in difficulty. Not that only in difficulty we turn to Allah, but even in time of prosperity, then too they are praising Allah, they are making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi says, that make gratitude your cloak. It will feed every corner of your world. If you ponder and reflect, what is he saying? That the shukr, it is like a garment. A person opens his cupboard, his closet. A woman takes out her abaya, man takes out his kurta. So like that, we open the door, the cupboard, and we must take shukr and gratitude out. And wear this cloak and wear this garment. In other words, clothing wraps the person, covers the person, conceals the person. Like that a person makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr bil qalb, shukr bil lisan, shukr bil jawarih. And he's obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاشْكُرُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. He makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, you make shukr, you will be successful. So he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every ni'mat. When this happens, every aspect of his life will become enjoyable for him. Every aspect of life, whether it is his physical body, whether it is spiritual body, or his spiritual ruh, whatever the condition, he'll be happy all the time. And when this man is happy, when he's content, he's making shukr, then Allah will give him some brightness, brighter than the sun. And people upon seeing him also will become happy. But if a person is complaining and complaining and complaining all the time, the family also becomes tired. And they also feel, all the time, this man, he never makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole atmosphere at home, at the workplace will be a very gloomy one. But you see, Alhamdulillah, Allah is so kind. Allah has given me so many ni'mats. Allah has given me the ni'mat of iman. Allah gave me the ni'mat of being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah gave us the ni'mat of making sajda before him. Allah given us the ni'mat of health and wealth and food. So, Allahumma lakal hamd wa lakal shukr. Remember, la in shakartum, la azidannakum. The more shukr we make, the more Allah will increase us in the ni'mat. Allah grant me, grant all of us tawfiq of making abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abundant shukr. Khub shukr karo. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two ways that reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama, I mentioned, I'm giving you just the khulasa. One is the road of sabr, the other road is of shukr. Allah gives the person ni'mat, he makes shukr to Allah ta'ala, and he continues and he reaches Allah ta'ala very easily. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ما لغناكم ما فرما ما لخطاكم ما فرما يا الله هم كمزور هي الله هم مجرم هي يا الله إقراري مجرم هي يا الله forgive us my Allah we have never made shukr to you Allah for the ni'mat that you have provided يا الله you have bestowed upon us by Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah Make us become grateful servants, may Allah. Make us true dhakirin and shakirin, may Allah. Give us qanaat in our lives, may Allah. Don't make us be people who just complain and make na-shukri, may Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us iman, may Allah. You have made us an ummat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You give us the ability to read our salat, may Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us, ya Allah, tawfiq of so many good deeds, may Allah. Only from you, may Allah. It is only from you, may Allah. There's no command on our side, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, may Allah. Ya Allah, you have said if we make shukr, you will increase us in the ni'mat, may Allah. Ya Allah, increase us in iman, increase us in amal saliha, increase us in taqwa and good deeds, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakah in our lives, may Allah. Barakah in our businesses, may Allah. In our wealth, may Allah. In our health, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, Aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. The sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. The sweetness of taking your beautiful name, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wazakkiha, anta khairu mazakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq al-muhabbat and the ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us become naked and salih. Increase us in our iman, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing more good deeds, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, so many people are not well, my Allah.
Ya Allah, bimar jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. People are in hospital at home, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Grant them shifa-i kamil. Ajil mustaqir daim. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Nabi Kareem. Ya Allah, we have become so helpless, my Allah. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and children, our sisters, my Allah, in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is left of them now, my Allah? Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is sound asleep, my Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you who can help, my Allah. It is only you who can help, my Allah. You are Hakim, you are Hakim, my Allah. We can never question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you have got, ya Allah, great virtues, ya Allah, in store for them in the Akhirat. Ya Allah, grant them victory, my Allah. Remove the enemies from them, my Allah. Ya Allah, dushman ko hala kar dijiye, ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah. Destroy them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, you give them afiyat in their lives, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa. All our masajids in the world, my Allah. Our Marakis, our Darul Rooms, ya Allah. Different classes, Makatib, Hibs classes, different organizations, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. Give us Mawtud Iman. Mawtud Madina Sharif. Very Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the Shafaat of Rasulullah, so some of the day of Qiyamah. How they call through water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any Hisab Kitab. Protect all of us from the Azab of Qabar, Azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent Huffaz, Ulama, Sulaha, Atqiya, Abrar, Muqarrabin, Maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age. Ya Allah, protect them from zina, my Allah. Grant them a life full of chastity and purity, my Allah. Find them, ya Allah, the right partners, my Allah, so they can make proper nikah, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them, ya Allah, good partners, my Allah, and bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married, got no children, but grant them, ya Allah, nek and salih children, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. We've got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. Each one who is listening to this program, the men folk here in the masjid, the women folk at home, my Allah, they've raised their hands, my Allah, begging only from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, we're not asking from any other person, because nobody else can give, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham. مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.